The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight, I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Woe to those who plan iniquity and work out evil on their couches. That's kind of a sharp warning from Micah that could be applied to even us here today. Woe to those who plan iniquity. That's something that really jumped out to me in today's liturgy, in the liturgy of the word. The way in which the church put these passages together highlights the plan of Jesus Christ, this plan of salvation, to come and to save all of his people. He wants to cast out all iniquity. So we hear the warning of the prophet Micah to the people of Israel so many years ago, but then the same warning can apply to all of us. If there's any space in our heart that we leave open to injustice or to iniquity or to anger or to a desire to snuff out, to abolish, these types of sentiments can kindle in the heart like a smoldering wick. But the Lord does not wish to quench that smoldering wick. He does not wish to see among his people injustice or iniquity. It says, a bruised reed he will not break. This is prophet Isaiah speaking about our Lord. A smoldering wick he will not quench until he brings justice to victory. Justice to victory. How often can we sit on our couches and see some kind of struggle going on our televisions or out in the world, or we're walking the streets, and we yearn, we strive for justice? It's kind of ingrained in our culture, this drive to succeed, to win at all costs. But who is left at the roadside when we have this mentality? What happens in our daily lives when victory at any cost is the example or the way that we try to align our lives? What we see here with the gospel, with the prophecy that's quoted in the gospel, is that the Lord, the King of the universe, Jesus Christ, when he comes, he's going to bring about victory through justice. This is contrary to the way in which the world can work at times, when we drift far from God, when we forget about the need to pursue justice above all else, to pursue the truth, to pursue God's love. We can get so wrapped up in winning the argument with our loved ones, winning out in the work field, trying to make our ends meet, winning in so many different relationships we have in our lives, and what's left by the roadside? Victims, injured and wounded. How often can we be willing to snuff out that smoldering wick or see the bent reed as a vulnerable opportunity to take advantage? No, that's not the way that Jesus Christ works, and that's not the way he's calling us to operate in our lives, brothers and sisters. He's calling us to be like him, to win not at all costs, but to win through bringing about justice, to justify something as if it's out of kilter, you bring it back into right relationship. To be justified with someone else is to banish iniquity. So when we're going about our daily goals, if our goal is not equity, if our goal is not justice, then we have no victory at all. If on our way towards getting what we want or what we need, we leave behind broken reeds and fully quenched wicks, then how are we to call ourselves Christians? No. Today we have confidence as we come here to the Mass, that we learn from Jesus Christ that no matter where we're at in our own lives, if we feel like we're that bruised reed or that smoldering wick, that he wants to take that little amber and waft it into a flame, slowly but surely. He wants to bring about justice in his victory. When Christ wins in this world, all of the flames will be lit. There will be no smoldering wicks. That path to justice, that path to peace, that path has been paved before us by the Blessed Virgin Mary, who did everything in accordance with God's will. And today we pray that through her intercession, she sends us, like grace pouring down from the heavens, what we need to be true disciples out there in the world, to conquer the world by love and by justice and by peace.